Thank you for calling customer support. My name is O. How may I help you?
Was that O?
Yes, sir, that's correct. How can I help you today?
Okay. My name's Larry Kimmer. I just received a charge on my credit card. Let me get logged back in for you, from you guys. Well, I had your phone number.
Okay.
Got to get logged back in. It took so long. Oh, gosh, I mistyped the damn password. Almost. Hang in there a minute, though.
Okay.
Here we go. For Beauty Home Furnishings. And for $49.97. Happened today. I do not recognize what this charge is for.
All right, so I understand you're calling in regards to charges and which I'll be happy to assist. Overall, we are a third-party agency who handles a wide range of online vendors and products. Can you provide me your zip code, please?
92880.
Okay, thank you. Just a moment. Thank you for patiently holding. So, and for security purposes, can you provide me your shipping address, please?
5743 Canoe Drive in Corona, California, or Eastvale, 92880.
All
Used to
right.
be Corona, but we incorporated recently, so depending on which reference you get, you may get either city.
Okay. Yes, sir. Thank you for that information. So I show on January the 30th, you placed the order for a Wi-Fi booster. This is an item improves your overall coverage and signal of your Wi-Fi. So the only thing you had to pay initially at the time of ordering would be the shipping and handling. That cost $7.45. And within the terms and conditions, it also explained within you placing your order within 48 hours of you placing the order, that you would be automatically enrolled into our Consumer Gadgets Club. That's a online gadget store. So for being a member, you do receive $125 gift card to spend every month, and you also are billed for that membership, which is priced at $49.97 a month as well.
So the 49 is for a gift card?
No, the $49.97 is for the membership. Again, the name is Consumer Gadgets Club. So by you being a member, they send you a $125 gift card to spend every month on the online store. And you also are billed for that membership. It's priced at $49.97 a month.
And do you know who I can talk to get off of this? Because I didn't knowledgeable, wasn't to my knowledge that I was enrolling in anything.
Yes, sir. That was
So something was.
Do, apologize for any misunderstandings. This would have been located in the terms and conditions when you placed the order, and that information, of course, provided today is directly from those terms. But I am submitting the cancellation for you, which will go in effect immediately. Just a moment.
So will they remove this charge from my credit card?
I am checking into the options available for a refund. Overall, it is valid based on our terms and conditions, but I will see what we can do in regards to the charge in just a moment. All right. So the account has been canceled. That will reflect, I'm sorry, that goes in effect immediately, preventing any charges or shipments from this point. In regards to the charge, it is valid, but I can offer you a courtesy refund of 35%, and the estimated time frame for that to reflect will be between 3 to 5 business days.
Can I talk to this supplier directly? Because I don't want to pay him anything because it was not obvious in the terms and conditions that were presented to me. You can
Yes, sir.
repeat that, but it's not, it wasn't.
All right.
Okay?
I definitely understand that, sir. You know, I understand you may have missed it or not seen it, but those still were agreed upon when you signed up and placed the order. So what I can offer is a 50% refund. The estimated time frame will be between 3 to 5 business days.
I would like to talk to this vendor directly because I want a complete refund because I did not enroll in anything like this. They were going to send, and I don't know if they're still going to send me the Wi-Fi thing they said they were going to because I took their silly survey.
Yes, sir. So I've submitted the full refund that will reflect 3 to 5 business days. If you have a pen or pencil, I'll provide you with the confirmation. This will be for the refund and cancellation submitted today. Let me know when you're ready.
Okay. I'm ready.
All right. So the confirmation is C as in cancel, 258-891-638. So altogether, that's C258-891-638. As a recap, your account is canceled, goes in effect immediately. Make sure to look out for that refund within the next few business days. And, of course, you do have the confirmation for that as well.
And do you have a identifying account number for the account they gave me?
That is the account number I provided. So the confirmation for the cancellation is basically the account number with the C in front of it, which, you know, indicates a cancellation.
Gotcha, gotcha. Okay. And you said how many business days before this should clear?
The estimated time frame is going to be between 3 to 5, but when it does post, you know, to your account, your institution will, you know, notify you in regards to that as well.
And if I don't see it, do I call you guys back at this number?
That's correct, sir. And we, either one of my colleagues or myself will be happy to assist.
And what is the name of your service?
The name of our services are Consumer Gadgets.
Okay, and this enrollment was just going to give me the opportunity to purchase new gadgets if I was so inclined. Is that correct?
That is correct, sir.
Yeah, all right. No, I need to get out of this. And I understand you said it repeatedly, but I tell you in all the stuff that I read, because I took the survey, all I did was take the survey and then pick one of their offered gifts. There was nothing said about enrolling in any kind of company or anything. So, and I read it. So, all right. So I will wait to hear from you guys. I hope it clears and you're going to clear it in its entirety, correct?
Yes, sir.
All right. Oh, thank you very much.
You're most definitely welcome. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
Oh, question.
I'm listening.
Do you spell your name with just an O?
Yes, sir. That will be correct.
It's an odd name. Sorry. I haven't seen it. First time I've ever seen it.
I do get that a lot. But but I am happy
to
get
thank your mother for that.
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, thank you very much for your help. I did stay on lock. Call for quite a while, but appreciate it, and hopefully everything goes through smooth.
Yes, sir, and I'm happy to get everything rectified again. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
All right, you too. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.